Hello and welcome back to the Premier Business Academy podcast. Hope you're having a great day. You can find us at premierbusinessacademy.co.nz where you can download your free resources and sign up for our weekly webinars to keep you motivated and pumped on your journey to success. So this one is called Business Success Thursday, Volume 138. List things you could do for the sales process that would be of benefit and value to your customers. So we'll start off with a good quote. Today's quote, when you serve the customer better, they always return on your investment. That's a quote by Cara Parlin. All right, so here we go. So no matter what product or service you sell, there are usually a large number of other businesses offering something very similar. So with all this competition, how do you get potential clients to choose your business to spend their money with? A good way to do this is to look at what another business already does that makes you feel special and important, and then see how you can apply this to your business as well. Here's a good example. It's called Dental Muffins and Coffee. A dentist named Paddy Lund does something very interesting as part of his dental service. Once a patient has completed their dental treatment, they're given a delicious batch of freshly baked muffins. These are sugar-free, obviously, and Paddy's team calls them dental muffins for that reason. The muffins taste great, and Paddy's patients love them. There is also an amazing coffee machine in Paddy's dental practice. It looks like something out of a science fiction movie, and it makes delicious coffees for Paddy's patients. So there you go. The smell of freshly made coffee is also very appealing. If you're a coffee drinker, you'll know exactly what we mean there. What Paddy has done with things like his dental muffins and his coffee machine is make his patients' visit to the dentist much more enjoyable and interesting and memorable. And his clients really appreciate this, and obviously they talk about it. So take action. List five things that you could do either before, after, or during the sales process that will be of benefit and value to your customers. Which one of these things are you going to start doing this week? How are you going to explain this new thing to your clients and why it is of value to them? And once again, as I always say, get your team rallied around to create these ideas together. And if you can do this in one of your morning meetings, even better, get the team to buy in and get them engaged and get them to own the ideas, and you'll have much better success when you implement. So there we go. So just on a finishing note, if you'd like any help to take your business to the next level in 2021 or 2022, which is fast approaching, please let me know. We love to help others and to pay it forward by sharing the things that have worked for us and other clients that we work with. So through our Premier Business Academy, we specialize in helping companies dramatically improve their results by consulting on things like workplace culture, marketing, sales, operations, and the rest of it. So we love to help great Kiwis to survive and thrive, transform their lives and businesses. So love to see you on our next webinar. And at the very least, be sure to download and access all your free resources at premierbusinessacademy.co.nz. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk again soon.